Senator Terry Van Dyne, there was a committee meeting this morning. We weren't able to listen in because it was held in a room without audio. But you were, of course, in this elections meeting and the Asheville districts bill came up. So what happened in the meeting?
The five district, one at large plan that Senator Edwards had proposed earlier was brought to committee for debate. And I thank Senator Edwards for being willing to compromise from his sixth district position. We're not where we need to be on that bill, and I'm hopeful that we will be able to amend the bill further on the floor, but it did pass out of committee with a referral to rules. Rules will meet later today, and then I expect to see the bill on the floor this afternoon.
I see. Okay. And so you've said that you want to amend the bill. How do you want to amend it?
My objective is similar to Senator Edwards' objective. We just see things a little differently. And our objective is that the city council adequately represent the voters of Asheville. And so I have asked him to amend the bill to move elections to even years where turnout is greater. And so elections, instead of being in 2019, the first three members to have to run from districts, actually two from districts and one at large, instead of running in 2019, will run in 2020. And then the other three districts, their elections will be in 22.
Did Senator Edwards indicate that he would support the amendment?
I believe he will. This is what we call a friendly amendment.
Now, you say that Edwards compromised on this bill, and he did so, in your view, by changing it from six districts to five with one at large?
Yes. Yeah, so I wouldn't say it was a 50-50 compromise, but they do have the supermajority and can literally do whatever they want. So I am just grateful that he was willing to compromise somewhat, because one of my concerns was with six districts, you know, you get little spheres of influence, and there's no one, with the exception of the mayor, of course, looking out for the city at large. And so I kind of favored a combination of at large as well as districted representation. And so he made a little bit of a compromise there. Personally, I would have loved to have seen the city do this on their own, but he wasn't willing to give the city the time to do that. And I think this is a fair compromise. And with the change to even year elections, I think we'll elect really good city council people.
So is this a bill that you will support if the amendment passes?
Yes, I will.
Now, are you worried about that support? Because the Asheville voters seemed pretty clear in the November referendum that they don't want districts.
Yes, I am concerned about that. And I would have liked to have gotten a different compromise. But I think this is doable. It was the best I could get. And I think it's important that we start working on other issues, that I know the city has an agenda that the General Assembly can hold up. And I want to turn this page and move on to the rest of the city's agenda.
Now, have you heard from city council or the mayor? Because when I've talked to them before, they've sort of indicated that there could be a potential lawsuit regarding this legislation. Do you see that happening still?
That is their decision, okay? I made no assurances to Senator Edwards about how the city council was going to react to this. I spoke with all the members I could reach. I tried to reach all of them, but of course, we didn't have a whole lot of time. So I mean, to suggest anyone's avoiding me, but I did make an effort to reach out to all of them to explain my position and the fact that I thought this was a reasonable compromise. They are still free to do whatever they think is best for the city. You know, my opinion is that we have other work to do, and we want to work with the General Assembly going forward.
And what about contacts with other members in the House, Buncombe area lawmakers who have been opposed to this in the past? Have you talked to them, and are they on board with your approach?
Yes, I have. And I think there hasn't been a lot of time for them to react to this. We love our city, and it's hard when the General Assembly starts pushing us around. And I know that they will do what they think is best for the city. I can't tell you what that vote's going to look like. And I don't expect that to happen until next week.